labor is traditionally divided into three stages. The first stage is the point where your body is doing the hard work to dilate your cervix to allow you to enter into the second stage.
People usually start having some contractions, usually starts off in their back, comes around to their front. The contractions usually last a minute to a minute and a half. Time to come on in is when they're occurring about every 5 minutes or closer. They're really uncomfortable, takes their breath away, they're breathing through them, they can't complete a sentence, they're sweating through them, then head on into the hospital.
The first stage of labor is the longest, and oftentimes that could be quite frustrating.
Sometimes patients say, you know, I've been here for 12 hours and I'm still only 4 centimeters, and that's really normal.
There are many options to help you cope with the first stage of labor. Balancing on a birthing ball, which helps alleviate some of that tension in your pelvis. Walking around, which can help the baby descend. And even sitting in a whirlpool tub and that hot water helping relax those muscles. The second stage of labor is often the most exciting stage. It's time to push, and it's time to deliver your baby. There are options available to you in the second stage of labor as well, and these center around what position works best for you when you're pushing. Some women may choose to push in a squatting position. Others may choose to push on their back, and some may even choose to push on their sides.
After 3.5 hours of pushing, you could start to see the crown of the baby's head, and that was amazing. And then the head came out, and I saw his face and his body, and then I got to cut the umbilical cord, and she got a hold of the baby, and it was just an emotional, happy time. You just can't believe it. It was your first time, you know.
The third and last stage is the delivery of the placenta, which signals the end of your labor process. This can be done as you bond with the baby on your chest.